Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live, and I am in studio. Thank you so much for joining us on this seventh day of June 2012. On this Thursday, we are going to be here at least for the next 3 hours live. There is such incredibly important news domestically, massively important news on the economy. I saw a report that's up at Infowars.com, Mike Adams did, on this issue of Time Magazine, How to Die. And I read most of the article this morning. It's lengthy. And all he does, Joe Klein, is badmouth his parents and talk about how horrible they were and how pathetic they were when they were old and how great it was once they died and how trendy it is to kill your parents and or let them die quickly, and how you get bonuses at the wonderful hospitals that, quote, do not mess around. I mean, they say if you've ever broken a rib, they're going to say it's dangerous and not resuscitate you, period. And they're going to kill you. And, of course, they've come out with the case for killing Granny in Newsweek. And they go on in here to praise the death panels. In fact, I forgot to tell you guys. Well, you guys, because I always mention it, but I haven't probably played it in a year. Will you guys pull up Bill Gates endorses death panels, or Bill Gates likes death panels? There's two different clips, but the one I want is, one's a long speech, is more academic. The other is to a group of teachers. And he goes, okay, in his little ninnying way. You know, you don't give her end of life care. Then you hire 10 teachers, and the teachers all get very excited because it's so trendy. It goes on to say, there was no coordination among the flotilla of physicians taking care of my parents. My parents died serenely with dignity. When you are the death panel, that is the very best you can hope for. And, of course, there's no discussion of all the different things that they're doing to people. The GMO, the aspartame, the rest of it. It's all about how terrible his dad's macular degeneration was, but daddy went bye-bye. And this isn't even as hardcore as the case for killing Granny. The disdain for the old. You see the messages in sitcoms, dramas, everywhere. The young children are horrible. The older horrible. Everyone's horrible. But whoever the latest trendies are who are adopting whatever culture of death is being funneled out of the social engineers. So that is coming up. Also up at Infowars.com. And amazing. I'd always seen the close crop shot of the Chinese liberty activist standing in front of the four tanks. Turns out that was a cropped photo. There's like 20 tanks behind him. More details emerge about iconic image. And if you scroll down, you can go to Infowars.com, and it's on Washington's blog. You can see the whole deal. I'll actually just bring you the article right here. I can just show you right here. It's Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, the Tiananmen Square. Tank guy was even braver than we knew is the headline. And we can show folks that after the break. Here it is right here. We can just give people the document cam shot the old-fashioned way. Here it is right here. One little guy right there. And he's got people backed up all the way back right there. Again, we'll just show you that later. I'm going to take phone calls when we come back. I really, you know, the show's powerful. It's informative overall, but I really want to make some changes just in my own heart. I wrote a bunch of notes this morning that I intend to try to cover today, just dealing with the overall nature of reality. Because if you can say 2 + 2 = 4, that is freedom. I thought that was oversimplified when I first read that in junior high in 1984, but the more I research, that is freedom. Most people really can't do it.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to mention some of the big news that's coming up, and then I'm just going to open the phones up. And then at the bottom of the next hour, I'm going to have Aaron Dykes back in studio with me. Because we got 300 pages or so of internal Bilderberg annals out of a national archive deposit that is restricted. In fact, it's marked for never to be released, never to be republished. And it is minutes of Bilderberg 1966. But Aaron knew that part of the archive had been leaked before, probably by the same person that leaked it to us, because it's a very large archive of a U.S. senator. And in it, it's got David Rockefeller's minutes of a speech that was delivered as background notes at a Bilderberg meeting. He gave the speech in 65, but then it was re-delivered at Bilderberg 66 in Wiesbaden, Germany. And he actually says the elite are God, that they are gifts to mankind and gifts to God. And that they are just so wonderful and so good, and their world government is just so incredibly fabulous. And it just shows the incredible arrogance of these people. So we're going to show you that in context with the other documents coming up. And, you know, we talk a lot about this book. We sell it. That's how you finance us. Tragedy and Hope. Only 1,000 were published. The media picked it up, so Carol Quigley said he never wanted it printed again. But folks got the plates to it and have republished it. It's available at Infowars.com. It's 1,400 pages long. 14. I'm going from memory. Let me see how long it is exactly. It's 1,300 and change long. And this is the head of Georgetown Political Science, Bill Clinton's mentor, saying, "We want an authoritarian world government. The destruction of the family, the destruction of private property for the general public, absolute, total autocratic rule." And we've read the famous quotes out of this book to you many, many times, but here it is. Another book that we don't sell, by the way, but we should, is The Wise Men by Walter Isaacson and Evan Thomas. He was allowed, both these guys were allowed into their archives. And this came out in, what, the late 80s. And it's the six top Bilderberg skull and bones globalists in their own words saying, "We hate freedom, we want to enslave everyone, and we're going to rule everyone and get rid of basically human society as it's known." And Aaron has a bunch of the quotes marked in here. We're going to show you this. Now, this was hailed by the New York Times, Washington Post as the blueprint, and these six wise men, but three of them skull and bones, all of them globalist. It's incredible. And the reason I got back on this is because in the Bilderberg meetings, it's these guys running everything. And George Shultz and Henry Kissinger, they were their minions. That's why they're still in charge to a great extent, because these big ruling rich families have wise men that manage everything for them. The Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, they have these guys as their generals. It's kind of like the Queen of England isn't running things. She just owns it. She has advisors that actually run things for her. Well, that's these guys, the wise men. We're going to break that down at the bottom of the next hour. Because we did a video on the road with the Breaking Bilderberg documents two nights ago. And I noticed a video that just went up there today. Somebody had found this in archives and just posted. I mean, like 20 minutes ago, it only had 65 views or so, with Richard Hefner, host of the Open Mind Public Affairs television show, broadcast for decades. And this guy's high-powered himself. He's the president of the National Classification Rating System, all these federal regulatory boards over media. And it's a 25-minute interview with the author, Walter Isaacson, of The Wise Men. And yeah, we had it up on screen. I'm going to play some clips of this later. This morning, I was going to go for a jog after having breakfast with the children and playing with them and stuff and doing some schoolwork with them. And I couldn't even go for a jog, even though I really enjoy it and need to do it, because I was so freaked out by all this. He goes on for 25 minutes, half the time, with Walter Isaacson, bragging about how godlike and wondrous and different from us the wise men were. And that's what happens with all the head academia at every major university. That's what happens with all the bank heads, all of them. They get told, you've got top scores, you're part of the elite, and then everybody else is scum. And because you love these top elitists who you want to be like, and because you execute exactly the way they want things executed, you are going to get government grants and get your own little fiefdom locally. And that's how they control it, with our tax money, through these government boards, the universities, the media, with the advertising money. It's just an inner group who are eugenicists. And if you look up the six wise men that ran the United States for more than 50 years and helped set up the UN world government as we know it, with David Rockefeller behind them, once you know this stuff, almost everything is their idea. The color of the street signs, just everything. This is their world. And that's why this scumbag, Richard Hefner, is just groveling to them. Because the Rockefellers and Rothschilds just let these guys run the Western world. And they admit they manufactured the fake Soviet threat, gave Lenin and Stalin all the money. That's all admitted. It is really freaks me out to read Tragedy and Hope, where they just brag about everything. It's so horrible. So horrible. They put Mao Zedong into power. That's declassified now. They plan a mass re-education here in America. And the tie that binds is that they absolutely, totally hate humanity with a dogged, hyper-dominant, vicious passion. They live, we sleep. They understand how humans operate. They use the data against us. And you read Edward Bernays, who was part of their group, father of modern propaganda. He's the guy that rolled out cigarettes for women and bacon and eggs and simple things like that. And so many of the terms we use today. And he said, don't call it Department of War, call it Department of Defense. War is peace. And when you realize that starting in the 20s and 30s with newsreels, they would get Hollywood stars up there at the National Correspondents' Dinner to make media now celebrities and to make politicians celebrities, so everybody thinks the buck stops with the politician, and so that everybody gets caught up in really a false strata of reality. I mean, it's a physical reality, but it's all stars and pomp and status, while the real power is all about being secret, is all about not being known. A few books are published by insiders they let in to write their memoirs for other elitists to read. And then that's it. They admit that's what Tragedy and Hope was published for. They think you're so stupid, they're going to publish all this in The Wise Men, saying, Simon and Schuster, that they want authoritarian rule and a horrible future for you. Eugenics, everything else, because they know the general public is so caught up in a dream, in a trance of sports and fashion, that they can sell anything in the name of sports. They can connect to the engine of sports any train, any caboose of payload of anti-human death garbage. They can connect to fashion, with women especially, any destructive system they want. And so... the general public are biological androids, and the elite describe us as that. Well, listen, I'm not one, okay? And let me tell you, I've seen what you're doing, and let me tell you, I'm smart enough, and you're not going to make it out of this. You people are screwed up, and I've watched all your failures and how you're wrong. You do have control. You do control the issuance of currency and credit, and you are wicked, and you are ruthless, and that is an advantage against the average person who isn't this sick and have this will to power, but I've studied you. You are not going to succeed in what you're doing. I am what you call a historical, political idiot savant in my own right. And I can project out and see exactly where you're going. And let me tell you something. You better put the brakes on right now, you megalomaniacs. A lot of you, though, write this dark poetry that we've covered in my film Endgame, top futurists, top eugenicists, top globalists, about how we'll just go unwilling and we may just destroy all of Earth because it's such a powerful thing to do to end our species. And one of our ranks undoubtedly won't be able to help but pull that switch, and it's going to be beautiful. And I'm just like, what? 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 So you already know that. It is so disgusting and sickening and ugly what you're doing. It's ugly what you're doing. And you sell your mid-level minions who know the whole program, know the public's asleep in a medical trance, in a dream, wake, sleep, the fluoride, the Prozac meant to put us deeper into that. Most of your minions really believe you're guardians of things and you're doing some bad things. The truth must be guarded by a bodyguard of lies. The truth plus, as they call it, because they've got to do this because they've got to use evil to take control. Because if you don't use evil to take control, someone who's truly evil will. Folks, that's what you're told at the higher mid levels. I've been given those speeches when the dark sides tried to hire me. You are deceived, and the master controllers are deceived as well. I got a bunch of notes on this. Aaron is coming up. But we're going to take your calls, 800-259-9231, whether you're at Bilderberg or not, with all these world events, whatever you want to cover, your calls are coming up, 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. Okay, coming up after I take a bunch of your calls, get into U.S. news, world news, big Middle East news, what's happening with Spain and the next country to be melted down and fed on by the globalists. The Drudge Report, drudgereport.com, is covering our big story. San Francisco to get pre-crime surveillance cameras. System alerts authorities to suspicious behavior before crime is committed. That's InfoWars.com. We'll also get into the new expanded Tiananmen Square photos. And break those down that have just been released. And we'll also get into Time Magazine promoting death panels yet again. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Lee in Minnesota, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good morning, Alex. Good to talk to you. One or two issues, but the main thing I wanted to ask you about ask you to cover and ask your opinion and your thoughts about dental amalgams. And if you could maybe get Dr. Glidden or Dr. Wallach to cover that, please.
Yeah, I mean, certainly there is some heavy metal that comes out of those, but it's, from what I've read, it's when they're drilling them back out that more of it's released. I think compared to the amount of mercury and lead that's in so-called fluoride that's added to the water, that dwarfs it. A large business has been made out of removing them and putting in other composites that are a lot less toxic. I'm not saying there isn't something to it, but from my research, I think compared to other things environmentally happening, we're missing the forest for the trees. Thank you, Lee. Sean in Arizona, you're on the air.
Yes, yes, Alex. Can you hear me?
Sure can. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. You made a great point, just a stellar point yesterday with the release of that documentation from 1966. And in that, one of your staff members mentioned Undersecretary George Ball. It almost gave me chills because George Ball was part of the cabal that went back to World War II with actually the original Wiseman, of whom Prescott Bush was one of the original Wisemen, advising FDR and Truman. But George,
well, to be
Ball
clear, Prescott was more of a super minion of the wise men. The real wise men didn't want to be senators and people. Again, they live, we sleep. We live in the fake fantasy world that they've created through their media system. They sit back pulling the strings.
Absolutely. George Ball, Undersecretary of George Ball, at the end of World War II, tried to settle down Patton from going after the Bolsheviks or the Russians. And
And I've had the authors on who interviewed the people that killed him. I mean, they killed Patton, and that's on record. That information's come out. You're absolutely right. These guys brag in these books. They're annals. They created the Soviet threat. And in that 66 document, they say, we've got to continue to overblow it. We've got to continue to, you know, say, give us a big police state to counter the Soviet threat. Just like they created Al-Qaeda. And then they're so arrogant, they've got Al-Qaeda blowing stuff up in Syria and saying, we've got to go in for the freedom fighters in Syria when it's Al-Qaeda. That's, you can only do that with a sleeping population. I mean, imagine the population thinks they've got to give their rights up because Al-Qaeda is going to get them when Al-Qaeda publicly works for the CIA and the globalists.
Absolutely. I think here's a great quote by the last American president since Kennedy that really stood up to the world super government. It's by Warren G. Harding, and he said this in 1920. He said, it will avail nothing to discuss in detail the League Covenant, and he was referring to the League of Nations, which was conceived for world supergovernment. In this existing League of Nations, world government with its superpowers, this republic will have no part. You know, that was one of the things that he ran on his platform was to
keep... Oh, yeah, it was in all the newspapers. They had the 10 FEMA regions, but it wasn't called FEMA in the news in the 20s and 30s. I have copies of it. It was openly announced, the world government, eugenics-based... 35 states sterilized people at birth who didn't make above B pluses if their parents didn't. I mean, this is all on record, and our forebears fought it and defeated it. So then the globalists really bought up the media, came out with TV and just said, none of this exists. Instead of trying to sell it, they just said, none of this exists. But all the old timers remembered, and they said, no, the UN's a world government. No, they're going to. And so we've been fighting it ever since. And now they've gone from saying it doesn't exist again to shifting into, yes, it's here to save you from the banking crisis they created. Yeah, I'd forgotten that quote. This is the fight that all of our presidents, up to the traitors, fought. This was in all the news. It was well known. This was what was discussed. Foreign corporations funding the robber barons to economically overthrow the U.S. It happened. They won. Now we've got a counterstrike.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Imagine, it's about 112 years ago or so, 1900. The American people are on the verge of another American revolution. They're awake. They know that mainly British interests have come in and financed the Carnegies, the Rockefellers, J.P. Morgan and others. It was in all the newspapers every day. It's all anybody was talking about politically, the speeches in Congress. So they put out fake trust busting and broke up all their companies so that you would have the illusion of choice. They did other things. They hired the top mind scientist, as they called it, to develop new systems of propaganda, new systems of mind war, as they called it. And they financed eugenicists to try to bring in a total system that would overthrow the family structure, overthrow states' rights, overthrow everything that had effectively opposed them. And they poured unlimited money, especially after they got the Federal Reserve in 1913 and had unlimited, into these operations. And here we are over 100 years later. 100 years ago, we led the world in education and in test scores, led the world in inventiveness, led the world in dogged, individualistic toughness, led the world in science, led the world in literature and art. Today, we lead the world in torture, in secret arrest, in cancer, in neurological disorders, in autism, in out-of-wedlock marriage, in drug use, in poverty, in debt, in every bad thing. We were the great enemy of tyranny. We are now the great demonic, mind-numbed sloth of tyranny. We have been hit by hardcore brainwashing. Not just chemical or biological or radiological, but cultural. I'm going to go back to your calls, but I wanted to hit this little stack. The guys put a cover sheet on this with all this news today called Zombapalooza or Zombiepalooza 2012. Every day I'm seeing more than 10 articles about zombie attacks in the United States. Not literal reanimated corpses, but reanimated biological brain dead zombies. Their heart's beating, but that's about it. And there are people being arrested all over the country, caught biting and attacking folks indiscriminately. The police in Miami have had to put out an alert that the homeless now, because they're taking all these drugs that are filled with heavy metals and toxins, are trying to, quote, eat the police. Let me read you the quote here from the police department. Please be careful when dealing with homeless population during your patrols. And they went on to say, because the homeless have been trying to bite us and threatening to, quote, eat us. And here's another one. Cops, man bit off large chunk of victim's face. New bloody attack shows ongoing zombie apocalypse is not waning. This is out of the Smoking Gun. Wig theft suspect bit store owners, cops, police. Police said woman attacked the store owner and his 70-year-old dad, biting and snapping. Cannibal copycat. Police say man high on bath salts. I guess out of China, it's not just regular bath salts. They're putting the drugs in it. Threatened to eat officer. And it goes on here that the Causeway cannibal that you saw last week, turns out he was on Xanax, which is a psychotropic and puts you into a hallucinogenic state. If you look at Xanax, Prozac, any of this class of drugs, it will say on a little insert, not the package, but the little insert, it's got the molecule and all that listed. It will tell you that it's in the hallucinogen class, and not only is it highly toxic, literally eats holes in your brains, but it puts you in a dreamlike state. Every time a woman chops her newborn baby's arms and legs off, happens routinely, or drives their children off a bridge into a lake, or police drive up. I was talking to Houston police years ago, and a beautiful naked woman is slicing herself to the bone, dancing naked on a rooftop. The cops don't say, hey, she's on LSD, hey, she's drunk. They say that woman is on a Prozac drug, and they get in the house and find that out. The police know this. On the drug inserts, they admit, can cause psychotic breaks, delusions of grandeur, suicide, violent outbursts. Every school shooter we've seen, everyone, always comes out later, was on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor or another psychotropic class like Xanax. And it goes on to say the 21-year-old who did all this tested positive for marijuana, which is in the hallucinogen class, I should add, not as strong as Xanax. It is in the psychotropic class. Xanax and alcohol. Also told authorities he was on a drug called Cloud 9. How about Cloud Zombie? Apparently a type of bath salts drug, which Miami police have linked to face mauling case. Yeah, the guy was on a cocktail of drugs, his blood showed. But the one we know does it the worst, right here, is Xanax. Xanax. AFP. MSNBC. But the headline should be, Xanax causes another psychotic break. And folks, if you mix Xanax, Prozac, stuff like that with other drugs, oh my gosh, you're just asking. Like the guy that shot the cop for no reason in the Walmart here in Austin. What was he on? Xanax. Xanax and alcohol. I've talked to people who have a car wreck, and they'll come in and say, you might be a little depressed since you've cracked your vertebra. Not just painkillers. We want to put you on Xanax. I was talking to one friend who'd never had any problems in his life. 2 days into Xanax, he drank a couple beers and woke up like 7 hours later in his car with his rifle on the other side of town. I mean, you mix alcohol, ladies and gentlemen, with Xanax, we're talking crazy, man. We're talking PCP looks tame. So, of course, the guy was on. I said last week on the road, I said, you watch. He's going to be on some type of serotonin reuptake inhibitor or, this is another class, something like Xanax. I know a lot of Hollywood people that get on illegal drugs, and sure, they're bad, it screws them up, and they go to the doctor and they say, hey, we'll put you on Xanax. And then what happens when you go on the Xanax? Well, I'm not going to mention any names, but have we seen some Hollywood stars go a little wacky on air? How did they invent heroin? End of the Civil War, hundreds of thousands of people were amputees. Had incredible pain, musket balls in their spines, you name it. They'd gotten addicted after their leg was shot off, or their arm, to opium. So a chemist figured out at a big pharma company, connected to the Rockefellers, I should add, a chemist figured out how to make something that you wouldn't want opium anymore. Because it's roughly 10 times stronger. It's called heroin, and it's made, it's like, oh, you don't want to use, you don't want to snort cocaine anymore? Here, try crack. It'll get you off that cocaine. It's just souped up cocaine. So that's what's going on here. And the reason I digressed off into this is how copycat media works. You've got a population mixing a bunch of drugs together, legal and illegal. You've got zombies all over television in every, I mean, this country's zombie crazy. Everybody knows that. And people now have it subliminally, well, not even, it's overtly implanted in their minds that what you do is bite people. I'm going to be honest. I've been attacked before by five or six people growing up in Dallas. I'm on the bottom of a dog pile, panicking. I can't breathe. There's an arm right there. People won't get off of me. You'd be surprised what your teeth can do. Most people hold back. I just bit right into the bone, ripped a big chunk right out of the guy. Believe me, this heard some hollering, some screaming. They got off me real quick. I mean, your dog can bite you. It's okay. I mean, look, I can see the headline now. Was Mike Tyson the first zombie? In fact, I remember after that happened with Mike Tyson, there was a rash of ear biting that happened. Every time a woman chops her boyfriend's male member off, you'll see a couple of copycats the next week. Every time in Chicago or New York or L.A., for that matter, some person jumps off a skyscraper that doesn't have proper fences or netting, the police station cops up there because they know that when it's on the news somebody just jumped off the Empire State's building, that day people that are thinking about suicide are going to go, you know what, I'm going to do that too. I'm going to go jump off the Empire State's building. It's the same thing. So as they hype this and as society degenerates, they're going to call any of this zombie. Was I a zombie one time when I bit somebody? No, they wouldn't get off of me. Like four, five, I forget people. I wasn't going to sit there, you know, and just let them suffocate me. There was an arm sticking down in front of me. And so I just said, well, I'm just going to bite into that full power, see how they like it. And they got off real fast. So, again, am I a zombie? No, I'm not a zombie. But I do use the tools the good Lord gave me. And let me tell you, they're good. Now, this is different, though, if you're just running around wanting to eat people's faces. You've got people hallucinating on Xanax with other drugs mixed with it, out of their minds, who've watched probably 50 zombie movies, and it's in the subconscious to do it, it's going to happen. That's the power of media. They came out in the 60s with all these TV shows about SWAT teams, and then everybody had to have one. And now they have all these movies where there's always checkpoints on highways. So you think it's normal when it happens. This is conditioning. Look at the anti-family messages in every major sitcom where the men are idiots and the women run everything. And so now women want to run everything and treat men with disdain like they're idiots. The women's magazines talk about it. Every major message coming out of the globalist is negative. This article by Joe Klein in Time Magazine, How to Kill Yourself, How to Do It, How to Die. He talks horrible about his father and mother and how pathetic they were and how great it was when they were finally dead. And it's super trendy. that all of this happens. And the death panels are cool, and Bill Gates is great, and that's all coming up. But it just shows, you need to understand how vicious these messages really are. Guys, I had my article on that here. Here it is. Time magazine pushes death agenda, remove feeding tubes from the dying elderly, and get a cash bonus. Oh, yeah, it gets worse. And it goes on, it's trendy to kill your parents. Didn't you know? And you're like, wow, this is really getting nuts. Yeah, the government says we're spying on you without warrants. We're secretly arresting you. Yes, 30,000 drones to be armed. All of this is in your face now. You have to ask the question, why? Because it's meant to break your political will. It's the Overton window. They know that there's what's politically accepted today is not what was politically accepted 20 years ago. And to move you quicker towards things, they come out in the major newspapers and go, yeah, we need to start killing kids up to three. If you don't want your kid, even if they're perfectly healthy, it's normal to kill your child up to age three. They're not human. And by the way, if you need eye surgery, get a cane, Joe Biden says. That's actually in the death panel reports that Daschle wrote up in his book. And they get rid of the Hippocratic Oath. People are like, come on, they're not going to have death panels. And they get on the news, there's no death panels. It's a conspiracy theory. Once they got health care through, they're federalizing all the care. They're telling people what treatment you can have. You know, these doctors are just profiteering with all these tests. And now they're in Time and Newsweek saying, you know what? They are called death panels, and it's good. You see how that works? They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They're politically and psychologically getting you to just get acclimated. See, the average person subconsciously sees millions of murders in their lifetime. Simulated murders on television, and then zombie movies and the video games, and it's just murder, 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 kill, kill, death, murder, 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 murder. And humans are seen as trash. You know, there's not a $1,000 fine in New Jersey if your kid's not belted into a seatbelt, but if your dog isn't, oh, you're in deep trouble. And see, the Marines kill a puppy, everybody gets upset, nobody cares if they kill a kid. Because humans, we've been taught, are trash. We're having our survival mechanism to stick together, to stand up for children, to stand up for old people, removed. But then the nanny state comes in and says, oh, neurological disorders and cancer are way up. We just need to kill people now when they get sick and not try to have heroic measures. There's too many people anyways. But don't worry, we're going to ban over 16-ounce sugar drinks, and we're going to ban salt. We're going to tell you what type of windows you can have and what type of toilet and what type of cell phone and what type of light bulbs, and we're going to run your life. And since you're all dying of cancer, we're going to start taking your red meat away from you, and we're going to have little smart cards you swipe. You're only allowed so much ice cream because look at that big fat woman. She's eating too much. And we're going to take your kids from you if they're 1 pound overweight because we're going to take care of you as they kill us, as they kill us. And so, again, we are in a total matrix-like system. We're not in it yet. They're trying to insert us into this false reality where we just buy into whatever we're told. We don't have any moorings or rudders of our own or compass. We just, whatever television says, well, they say kill old people. Let's read a Time magazine article about his dirty, old, ugly parents that were big trouble and wouldn't listen to him. Yeah, but they died in the end and the hospital would mess around. Man, this was great. Just so easy just to kill them. Yeah. And then I think about how, we haven't had him on, what is his name, Wesley Smith? He's a best-selling author, Wall Street Journal writer. Hadn't had him on in like 5 years. I want him back on. He haven't seen one in a while. He wrote a best-selling book on it, two of them, but he had Wall Street Journal articles where they would list hundreds of people. You know, the media used as a poster girl, you know, the lady who we weren't sure if she was brain dead or not, probably wasn't down in Florida, Terry Schiavo. They used that to sell the idea, but he got interviews on video and in print with people who were paralyzed chest down, but had gotten signed on as wards of the state. And he would go visit them day 7 of dehydration, begging, I don't want to die. Please get the courts to rule that they're not, the state's got me. They're killing me. It hurts bad. My mouth is bleeding. I'm going to pass out soon. And the nurses are like, that's your 5 minutes. He had you signed on as a visitor. Now get out. And he watched the guy killed over 14 days of dehydration. What was that guy's name? Winland? And every time I do a show on this, I open the phones up to nursing homes only, and they call up with the speaker system in the background, what do you call it when you hit the button and talk to people? Intercom system. You'll hear them in the nursing homes in the background. You know, Dr. Johnson. They're like, yeah, they got three of them on our floor right now. They're dehydrating to death. They got them chained down. They got them strapped down. Yeah. Well, go ahead and tell us the name of the nursing home. All right, here's the name. They're killing them. They're begging in there right now. Yeah, oh, man, it's they're murdering people. And it's with the Nazis, it started this way. And it's going on all over the place right now. And see, now because they're getting ready to go whole hog with this, they're letting you know about it. All right, I'm going back to your calls. Robert, Bill, Randy, Bill, Leon, and others. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see two things I'm about to show you. If not, just go to InfoWars.com. This is the band Fun. This just recently came out. It's got masses of millions of views. Again, we'll just put that on screen for folks. And in the video, 3 minutes into it, it shows a man at a party eating somebody's face. And it's just injected in there like a subliminal. See right there? They just inject this. And again, it's eat each other, kill each other. It's fun. Death is fun. Get ready to die. Life after humans, all these publications coming out. 13 monkeys, 12 monkeys, soon we'll all be dead. We are being sold cultural death so that we will accept it. That's why HBO came out a few months ago with a show showing 4- and 5-year-olds performing oral sex on large sex toys. It is criminal, but they're going to be allowed to do it. This is all part of the total dehumanization. The TSA, all of it, is part of the dehumanization. Now, let's shift gears to the opposite of dehumanization. The Tiananmen Square tank guy was even braver than we thought. This is up at PrisonPlanet.com. The iconic image of the brave protester facing down tanks in Tiananmen Square. But it was only 4 tanks, it turns out. The original photo, cropped, has now been released. And you don't see 4 tanks, you see 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. It's another about 40, 50. Looks about like 65 tanks that one person stopped them. And did they stop them forever? No, but if they'd have kept on a coming, they would have won. And it's the same thing with the TSA. Take their time up. Demand the opt-out. Let them make a scene. They want to hold you up? Come early. We're going to break these globalists. We're going to wake up. We're not going to just dance around like a bunch of zombies and think it's cool to destroy ourselves. And while you're at it, remember to support the new media that is fighting the globalist media. They're doing everything they can to shut us down. They hate the fact that our information is getting out. Spread the word about InfoWars.com. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv so you can see the daily radio show and not just hear it, but also see the nightly news. 15 cents a day, 1 membership's really 6 memberships. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15-day free trial running right now. Support us. I'm risking my life, ladies and gentlemen, because I know we don't have a future if we don't beat these people, not because I'm a hero. You need to understand that. I am trying to amass more capital so we can hire more people and so we can be secure from slap lawsuits and other harassment or legal attacks. I am trying to provision our operation. I'm trying to pay the crew better. I'm trying to hire more people. I've got to go through all of the submissions. I've got to go through all the submissions from the contest to hire the reporters. I want to do it justice in my crew, you know, people go on vacation. So We're trying everything we can. We're trying to grow to the next level. Then you grow to the next level. Then you got to train people to make sure they're doing things, you know, the way you want them done. We're trying hard here. Just know that. Not out of any heroics, but out of necessity. That's the thing. It's not, oh, special people fight the tyranny. We need to get everybody fighting it. Whether it's writing Infowars.com on Federal Reserve notes, that's the fake money, or whether it's speaking out against tyranny. Whatever the case is, folks, we better wake up out of our trance and realize we're in the grip of absolute evil. The struggle for humanity begins.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number two, big breaking Bilderberg documents, including new ones on top of the ones we just covered. David Rockefeller saying that the globalists are a gift to God. Not just a gift to humankind. Talk about arrogance. We're going to be breaking down the wise men coming up right now. Robert in Texas, thanks for holding.
Great show today, Alex. Thanks for having me on. You know, I want to take a second to thank anybody who went to the Bilderberg protest. You helped make a record showing there in the 58-year history of this conference, forced it into some mainstream outlets. So if anybody made that difficult trip, you know, that you should pat yourself on the back a little bit for having gone out there to represent other people who couldn't make it. You know, I think that there's a great deal of progress that's being made in the mainstream. Even though you have hit pieces out there, it's still causing people to search for Bilderberg, even if they're not necessarily aware of it yet.
That's right. There's a reason they want Bilderberg to remain secret, because if the shadow government's revealed, then they can't just rearrange deck chairs like Obama and Mitt Romney. We'll start addressing the actual power structure.
Well, as they try to change the narrative from, hey, it doesn't exist and you're crazy, to, oh, it does exist and it's just a regular private meeting, we have to continue to remind people that the past policy on Bilderberg has been one of silence and secrecy, and that is what leads people to want to know more about it, and that's where the controversy begins, is the fact that it has been, they have pretended that it hasn't existed. So they can't have it both ways. They can't have their cake and eat it, say, first it doesn't exist, and oh, now it's just a regular meeting. People have to look back just a few years, probably before you went and exposed Bilderberg in 2006 with Estelin and Tucker. Look before then, and there was complete silence in the media, and it was regarded as something that was non-existent. So, like I said, they can't have their cake and eat it in this case.
Very well said. Very well said. I appreciate your points. Bill in Texas, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex, I want...
Your phone cut out right as we went to you, sir. I think we may have had a phone system glitch, too, because I saw a couple of the callers hang up just now. Who knows what's going on? 800-259-9231 is the number to join us. Randy in New Hampshire, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I was hoping you'd address the Webster Tarpley's claims about Ron Paul being compromised.
Well, I mean, Tarpley sits there and says that Ron Paul wants everybody to use narcotics and calls marijuana a narcotic. And I just think for Tarpley's own good, I sat there happily and, you know, joked around with him. He took it real serious when he was basically saying the globalists love Ron Paul when they don't. You know, he said the maids inside don't like Ron Paul because he'll take their pensions. And I said, you don't mean that as a real source inside. And so he was saying it tongue in cheek. I mean, if that's the, quote, claim you're talking about, the globalists don't want the Fed audited. They want fractional reserve banking. They don't want national sovereignty. I have their own internal documents where everything Ron Paul stands for, they hate. So, everybody loves a good troll fight, but I'm not going to get into, I mean, there isn't really a controversy. I went out to interview Jim Tucker. Tarpley was there. He starts yelling, I want to say something. So I said, let me finish. with Tucker, and I did on a live stream, 20 minutes with Tucker. I did over an hour with Tarpley, and that's basically it. I mean, I interviewed, am I bad that I interviewed him, or because I'm not addressing it, is what you mean? So I'm getting emails saying you need to address this secret conspiracy theory. It was me interviewing him. I mean, do you understand that was, did you see that in an interview with Alex Jones?
No, I missed it.
Oh, okay, that's what I figured. All right, I don't know what controversy that is, sir, with you saying, you know, that he's compromised. Tarpley is a Marxist-Leninist. Ron Paul isn't. Tarpley admits that's what he is. We'll be right back.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going back to your phone calls. Thank you for joining us. I'm Alex Jones. We're here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern on XM 166, on over 100 AM and FM affiliates, and simulcasting video feed at prisonplanet.tv. They have a 15-day free trial running there. One membership is really six memberships, so you can share it with friends and family. You can also see The Daily Show, all of my films, and the nightly news show that I'll be hosting this evening, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, at prisonplanet.tv. So be sure and check that out today. Up at Infowars.com right now, Rockefeller Foundation predicts 13,000 dead at London 2012 Olympics. That's pretty amazing. In fact, that just came out. You guys print me a copy of that, please. Also, classic false flag, 45th anniversary of the attack on the USS Liberty. Another article up at Infowars.com that was to be blamed on Egypt. Continuing, climate change alarmists leading the world towards global governance. Scientific study links antidepressants. Yeah, the head of the German Green Party was at Bilderberg. That's in Der Spiegel. That's a big controversy in Germany. Scientific study links antidepressants and drinking water to autism. Yeah, I saw an Associated Press study a few years ago studying Dallas and all the other big cities. And in many cities, there was many times what could be in the water from just runoff, including virgin rivers and streams that were mountain-fed. There shouldn't be Prozac in it. There was the generic serotonin reuptake inhibitor fluoride molecule. They're jacking the water. Of course they are. They add the fluoride and all the chemicals. It's 70% of the country's water system, 71%. They say they want to put lithium in your water. We got all the White House science czars saying they put stuff in the water. You got Rockefeller Foundation stuff in the 60s saying do it. They're doing it. They're doing it. So the average person is already on these drugs and is highly suggestible. You can type in studies, television linked to Alzheimer's. You can type in studies about chemicals. Here it is. Rockefeller Foundation predicts 13,000 dead at London 2012 Olympics. A 2010, this just surfaced. James Britpod pulled it up. 2010 Rockefeller Foundation document titled Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development online outlines a scenario which results in the death of 13,000 during 2012 Olympics. A lot of folks say they think they're going to false flag something there. The first worrying prediction begins in 2012 with the pandemic. The world had been anticipating for years, finally hits, infecting 20% of the world population and claiming 8 million lives. Due to this pandemic, the Rockefeller Foundation outlines how the public will welcome a more authoritative government. Yeah, they write all these reports up about how, again, I've told you for years, they'll have a smaller, I didn't even know there was this Rockefeller report. Now I'm looking at it. I've always told you they'll have a smaller attack that kills 10, 20 million people. That'll be used to bring in the total police state control grid. Then they'll bring in the mega death they want to kill 6 billion. And I've gotten pieces of that from other places, but I talk about how this happens, how I can envision exactly what they're planning and randomly type it in and pull up a Carnegie, Rockefeller, Ford Foundation word for word. I mean, it's like, whoa, but it's not. A cop who's been following a serial killer for 25 years and they found, 35 bodies by the end of it can like guess, well, he tends to strike on the full moon near the summer solstice, and he dumps the bodies in this circle area. So I'm guessing from studying it, and it's not really a guess. The subconscious brain's a computer. That's the really good cops have that hunch back in the day when they actually had detectives that actually did a job, that they'll find the body in this area and that they're going to end up grabbing somebody from this area of bars. Let's put undercover in these bars on this night. That was old police work. Was your subconscious supercomputer just takes in all the data. You got to study a long time on a subject and then boom. It's kind of like watching a football team for a decade with the same coach. You can start guessing and be accurate most of the time what play they're about to call because you know that team. That's all really good football coaches do, is they study constantly all the other teams and know that. Wow, here it is. How many? I've probably said hundreds of times they'll kill 5, 15, 20 million, you know, right in that small percentage conservatively in the first wave. Use that as the total clampdown because I can see the preconditioning for it in movies, video games, everywhere. Skynet's a real Pentagon term from the 70s for a plan for unmanned drones. Look it up. In the Terminator movie in the 80s. The Matrix is in a 1976 plan declassified by the Federation of American Scientists in 2000, reclassified under Pentagon threats, where they said we could start putting everyone in tanks with virtual reality and humans would then power the system with their heat. And then they make a movie out of it. And you're like, that sounds crazy. These people are crazy. Listen to this. The 2012 London Olympics bombing. In the document, the Rockefeller Foundation predicts the decade of 2010-2020 will be named the Doom Decade. Yeah, because of them. Because of the wave of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, as well as civil uprisings and financial collapse. Yeah, which they're engineering on record. But then when we warn you, but point out they're doing it, it doesn't exist and we're pessimism porn. But all the British Ministry of Defense 07 said everything we've said is going to happen. But from their perspective, all of it. It goes on. In 2010 and 20, dubbed the Doom Decade for the reason the 2012 Olympic bombing, which will kill 13,000, was followed closely by an earthquake in Indonesia, killing 40,000, a tsunami that almost wiped out Nicaragua, and the onset of the China famine caused by once-in-a-millennium drought linked to climate change. You mean weather weapons. Once they've got these things in space, folks, they'll say, pay us more carbon taxes or you won't have good weather. And they admit that. Bill Gates now owns the biggest company, and he's hooked in with John P. Holdren. Oh, heaven help us. These people think they're God. We've got that coming up with Aaron Dykes where they say they're God. David Rockefeller says they're God's gift to God. Mirroring events in real life, the document also predicts in 2015 a large share of U.S. armed forces are recalled from countries such as Afghanistan to be stationed domestically after Posse Comitatus is removed. Yes, for the domestic insurgency, which they're actually setting up, and they're going to blow stuff up and blame it on us. It's the takeover, folks. It's here. And this is what they believe is going to happen at the Rockefeller Foundation. Gee, I wonder why you believe it's going to happen. The U.S. relocated a large share of its defense spending, domestic concerns, pulling out of Afghanistan, where the insurgent Taliban seized power once again, as they always had a deal to do. As is happening right now, the document outlines how nations will lose power over their own finances due to massive debt, apparently handing over financial sovereignty to banking technocrats, using the word technocrat, which they've now rolled out. This is all an exact plan. Amazing article. Amazing article. Amazing article at Infowars.com right now. Here's another one. Facebook deletes accounts, demands passport. Our reporter, Patrick Henningsen, has had his report, his thing deleted. They admit it's a CIA data miner. We had a bunch of Facebooks that fans made, and they signed them over to us. That's why the Alexander Emmerich is spelled wrong. People say, if that Emmerich is spelled wrong on Wikipedia, well, then why do you have it on your Facebook? Because I didn't create the Facebook. But after we took it over so they could face scan, they demanded my driver's license to be able to give us our account back. And then they also send out to Darren McBreen and others, here's photos of your high school friends. Are these your friends? To prove this is your account. So they can face scan those and have human AI approve and vet their AI system with their algorithms to test the neural network they're building. That's why they've got humans jacked into the drones now, even though they could already be autonomous and some are, because they're learning off the human activity with the brain interface to mimic the best drone pilots. Humans are going to be obsolete in the globalist own words. The mass extermination of you and your family is approaching. They wanted to start the extermination by 2015. We've probably got them a decade behind. 2020, 2025, you will see mass bio attacks that will kill millions and millions of people. Very soon, I predict, low-yield nuclear weapon will be detonated in Chicago or maybe even D.C. Dallas, Cleveland. Why do I say those? CFR likes to brag. They said those are the targets. Gary Hart said you will see those cities nuked by domestic groups, guys wearing John Deere hats. You know, people like me that actually know they're the enemy. Nukes, bioweapon releases, and you watch the mainstream media get everybody behind this stuff when this stuff happens. And, well, we can't have Alex Jones on the air during a time like this. And if we roll over at that point, then they're going to drop the hammer. And they could do it next week. They could do it 10 years from now. But this is going to happen. We have been seized by the technocrats if we don't turn this around. Bill in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, first-time caller, long-time listener. Thank you for what you do, brother. I woke up on 9/11 watching those buildings fall and just knowing something was up, something was fishy. And I kind of went back to sleep for about a year, and then I saw you, and you shook me wide awake, and I appreciate you for that.
Well, sir, please don't appreciate me. We're all in this together. I mean, look, they're going to kill us if we don't turn this around. I told you they're going to start killing old people, killing little kids. That's already starting. I mean, these people mean business, folks. And their whole fake academic cover, you know, non-threatening, is a cover. You've got to understand that.
Well, you know what? I'm sitting here in my John Deere hat, and with my Ron Paul sticker. I'm a PCO for my precinct. I was a delegate for my county. I witnessed how the system basically didn't care how flagrant they were on breaking the rules to get Ron Paul out of that state convention. And everywhere I see...
But it doesn't matter because Ron Paul got to inform people. All right, Aaron Dykes and I are going to break down the wise men, the globalists, the New World Order crowd, and play a TV clip from decades ago where they're being worshipped for their tyranny. And we've got some David Rockefeller documents from Bilderberg that we're going to be breaking down that dovetail the documents that we got and published yesterday. In fact, Aaron's over there scanning the rest of them in right now to publish them today in full. But right now, let's go to Mike in Wyoming. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. There are a couple stories. It's been a long time since I've been able to get in to reach you. Your success is a bit of an impediment. The Afghan pipeline that supposedly touched off the attack on Afghanistan, has that ever been built or is it being built?
They have built part of the pipelines over there, and they're also setting up the mining operations for the lithium and other things in that area.
Okay. Yeah, I heard from Tex Mars that the Chinese are very busy mining in the eastern part of the country while we're duking it out with the so-called Taliban.
Well, again, the globalists own the big Chinese factories predominantly. The Chinese generals make a little bit of the money. And that's why we paid $20-plus billion to move our factories to China. See, people always think of this. Well, why do we give China the Panama Canal? Why do we give them the mining operations that, yes, are in the east and they're bordering China? Why? Why do we give China the oil in Iraq? That's the plan. Suck America dry while we get the blame for everything.
So you can confirm that what Tech says about giving $3 a barrel oil to BP in China is accurate?
I'd seen numbers, even the financial papers, similar to that in the last year or so, and that the Chinese are getting 98%. I kept saying 92% of rare earth minerals, but last number I saw was 98% of world rare earth minerals are mined by the Chinese. So the globalists have basically said that's the only group allowed to do it. Because, see, China's got a deal to produce products at prices no one can compete with to bankrupt everyone else. This is part of a globalist economic war allied with China. The globalists are allied with China even as they encircle them in the Pacific because they don't trust each other. They're allied, but only for a time. Russia was created, the modern communist Russia state, by the U.S. and London banks. Modern communism has been declassified, was financed by them, so that the Russians would never have a real revolution and actually get freedom from the czars. They just traded it out for something even worse. And it was all controlled by Rothschild oligarchs. That's even come out in court. Rothschilds have sued over that and lost. But Russia, to a great extent, is not totally in bed with the New World Order now. That's why the Bilderberg Group's trying to overthrow them and stuff right now. Russia's corrupt. It's got a bunch of their own oligarchs in there. There it is. Clean energy could lead to scarce materials. And he put an article up on screen dealing with rare earth minerals. Currently, China produces 98% of the world's rare earth minerals, making those metals the most geographically concentrated of any commercial scale. There are a lot of them in Africa, a lot of them in Central Asia around Afghanistan, and a lot of them in Australia as well. Not many of them around here. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, a few years ago, you interviewed Brigitta Jonsdottir, I think her name was, from Iceland. She was a member of the Icelandic Parliament.
Yeah, we need to get her back on.
Yeah, are they still trying the former prime minister for his financial crimes?
For those that don't remember, this is a blueprint for everything. They told him, you've got to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars apiece in debt to bail your country out. And then they held out for a year and found out 90%+ of the debt, I think it was 92 there, it's like 93 in Ireland, I get the two numbers mixed up, was not their debt. It was Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of England debt, but their criminal government was signing them onto it. And last time I heard, they held them off, though they're just devaluing their currency, which in a way robs the Icelandic people, but the bankers don't get everything they wanted. But that's a model. It's the same number worldwide, 90. It's right at about 90 here. 90% of the debt is not Social Security. And I'm not for those things either because they make you dependent. That's just the bait on the end of the hook. But right at 90% of our debt is not our debt. It's derivatives. The Washington Post says 2 years ago that we've signed on to $644 trillion of the 1.5 global quadrille, 1,500 trillion, of the top six banks' fake debt. And instead of them all going to jail like Bernie Madoff, our governments sign on to it, and then they are our technocratic rulers and say it's our debt. That's pretty good business if you can get it. And it's all done because the general public is literally trying to act cool, living in la-la land, believing television and this whole fake culture is real. And when it's only a tiny slice of reality, of course the top globalists want to be secret and aren't into pop culture and being seen. They're into ruling. They're into space travel, genetic engineering. Okay, we are going to continue with your calls and a ton of news into the third hour coming up. For everybody that's holding, Rich, Ashand, Terry, John, Bev, everybody will get to you. But before I go any further here, I do want to remind listeners that we are listener supported. We're not funded by the Rockefeller, Ford, or Carnegie Foundation, or the Koch brothers, or the New World Order. We're funded by our sponsors and by people that purchase high quality water filters, books, videos, t-shirts at Infowars.com, Infowarshop.com, Infowarsstore.com. We'll also get you there. Again, Infowarsstore.com. And we have discounted the best gravity-fed filters. We've got side-by-side comparisons at Infowarshop.com, the leading competitor. Their shower filters, everything they've got is the best. Already at the lowest price, but you add the product code WATER on any water filtration product, like ProPure, you get 10% off the already lowest prices. Show folks the Traveler. The Traveler is my favorite. That's the king right there. But the traveler, the traveler's right there. You're on it. It's middle column, right inside. Absolutely. Traveler is just an awesome unit as well, and it's the lowest price there. Also, the Motophyllon, from my research, is the best seaweed system out there for energy, thyroid health, you name it, discounted at Infowars.com as well. And we have all the great longevity products discounted. We have a deal that nobody else has got, free shipping when you on qualifying auto ship orders at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. You can also go there to the site and learn how to become a distributor at InfoWarsTeam.com and get discounts there as well, and work with the sales team by calling the toll-free number on the site, 877-551-3101, InfoWarsTeam.com. And last but not least, it is free. And it is exploding, and we're going to start a weekly video I'm going to do, or the crew is going to do. I'll do it sometimes, they'll do it sometimes. It's actually going to be twice a week. Questions for Alex or questions for Planet InfoWars. We've had it in beta a few weeks. A lot of people have joined it. It's free. You're giving us your suggestions. We're adding different sections to it, different groups. PlanetInfoWars.com. That's PlanetInfoWars.com. And you can go there to the site and find out. We've got the newest groups up there at the top. Most popular view all groups. There's people writing amazing articles, posting videos, photos, you name it. It is a Facebook that does not sell your data to the New World Order or promote the New World Order. It's got outdoor sections, street art, guns, resistance, preparedness, activism, dating, liberty lovers, people getting together, whether it's for the love of liberty and shooting guns or for the love of kissy kiss. It's all up there at planetinfowars.com. A lot of folks are shocked that I'm here on the air after being on the road for 11 days. And I do feel strangely hammered. But I'm normally so hyper that that's okay. By the way, Prometheus is coming out tomorrow. Perhaps, Aaron, later we should repost Prometheus on InfoWars.com, my breakdown of it. Everybody who's now seen it, because there's been sneak peeks, says, oh, it really is what you said it would be. And he's come out and said, I am challenging religion with this. Did God or aliens make us? Told you, I got an early script. And there's no way I'd put it out, because let me tell you, you want to get sued, that'd be the way. Plus, I don't want to, I'm a Ridley Scott fan. I don't particularly like his Illuminati waves, but I told you. So Secrets of Prometheus film leaked, 500,000 views. It should be 5 million views, but there you go. Also, a video that we aired while I was on the road I'm really proud of is the drone shot down over Texas. We were actually getting real drones. We have a guy that works for Hollywood companies here locally who's got the big helicopters that police use. They're like one-fifth the size, and he's got an old one that he can strip down and have some sponsors step up. We're going to be able to have it in the air videoing while we shoot down other smaller drones, and then we're going to blow it out of the sky. So just a little hint on that. That's coming up. Because, hey, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. And by the way, I should point out that that last shoot down cost some money, and that was brought to you by AustinArcheryCountry.com, GunfightersClinic.com, and SteinerSteakhouse.com. And liberty lovers like you at InfoWars.com. Okay, let's go to Aaron Dykes now. Here's my frustration. Here's the issue that I deal with. We'll cut his mic for a minute. I'm going to go to him in a second, and I'll get that reverb thing going. I'm going to start over here. Reset live on the air, because this is important, and I want to just focus in on people there and really point out how big of a deal this is. My big frustration is that I am a weak, pathetic, impure vessel to bring you this magnitude of information. Most people of incredible intelligence and repertoire of verbal dynamics and oratory skills and proclivities get hired by the New World Order and join with evil, mainly just because we're social creatures and like to be told, oh, you're smart, you're part of the elite, even though you're a sub-basement or porch elite. But I've read Anthony Sutton's America's Secret Establishment from the documents that Skull and Bones member's daughter was able to leak to him. We can now tell you it's Charlotte Thompson Iserby, Thompson family, were her dad and grandfather. This book, written in the 1960s, the head of Georgetown Political Science, Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, 1,300 plus pages, in the archives of the Carnegie Ford Rockefeller Foundation, total world government, using communism and socialism on the ground to make you dependent, but having globalists offshore who are exempt, who are fascist, who then transfer the wealth. Their job is to keep the economy down. They've always worked to keep the American economy down. Before the Federal Reserve took over, had a 10% a year growth rate, families exploding, everything milk and honey compared to what it is now. Now, less than 3%, total implosion. They admit it all right here. They're very, very proud of themselves. Now, when this book got popular, the academics thought the general public wouldn't read it. They destroyed the plates. At least they thought. It's been republished. Infowars.com has it, I should add. All of this is going on. So when you read something like Time or Newsweek saying the case to kill Granny, or Bill Gates comes out and says, you know, don't give grandma end-of-life care, a death panel, we can hire 10 teachers, and the teachers get all excited. And in this article, Joe Klein talks about how, you know, his parents, how pathetic they were basically when they were old, and that was a favor to just, you know, just get rid of them. It makes it really trendy and sexy. All of these are anti-human globalist messages. And when you study these people, there's a book I hadn't read. I'd scanned over it years ago in high school. Maybe it was college while at my parents' home. I know it's on my parents' bookshelf. What year was that published, Aaron?
1986.
1986. It probably was high school. I have read part of The Wise Men. Can I see it?
Yep.
And so when we got these latest Bilderberg documents, I mean, we knew all this, but it just brought it home to us. It was George Kennan, Dean Acheson. We'll just go over all their names. Averill Harriman, John McCloy, Robert Lovett. But the point is that these guys all openly and publicly wrote they wanted authoritarianism, but they wanted to remain secret while using psych warfare, eugenics to take over. And that's why when you see the White House science czar saying the same stuff, and David Rockefeller, whenever academics get up, or Jay Rockefeller saying, oh my gosh, you're the greatest genius ever, oh, I love you, they worship academics because it's a cult of creeping around and no one knowing who you are. Real predators grab you in the dark. They revel in that they created this false, sick, vapid, not even skin deep, poisonous culture. And they all brag on it. I mean, you read it, the celebrations of world government. Rockefeller in his memoir published 6 years ago about we're setting up world government, guilty as charged. This new Rockefeller document we got out of a Bilderberg archive bragging about how they're God's gift to God. How they've become God. See, that's the whole Prometheus thing. I mean, these guys are vicious. And we dug up a TV clip that we have from Richard Hefner, who was a big federal regulator of media, headed up the American Association, Motion Picture Association. He basically like a Charlie Rose. And what? This clip we've got is from 88, correct, guys? There's two clips. The point is, I want to play a few minutes of this. This is him talking about, this is 88, when the book came out. This is him talking about the new book that was coming out in 88 with the writer who was allowed into the archives of Bilderberg. And that's what this book is. And it is just absolute confession of overthrowing the country and merging with European robber barons. And again, I know my audience knows all this, but just to understand, Bilderberg really does run things. It is the highest level council of many mafia meetings they have. Everybody that heads Bilderberg, heads CFR, heads Trilateral, heads Royal Institute of International Affairs, heads Brookings, heads RAND, heads all of these groups. There's only maybe 150 of these. Sub-minions like Rothkopf, who headed up the Kissinger Group, he says the super class is 6,000. But that's for sub-minions to feel important like they're part of it. And the higher you go, when you get to the very highest level, of only a couple hundred. They say they're going to kill everyone but a few slaves apiece, and that those won't even be needed because they're going to have androids. And again, I'm not saying they're even able to get all this done. Point is, they're saying all this, and you better be aware of it. So let's, we're going to keep you a little bit in the next hour and then go to calls, Aaron. Let's go now, though. It's 25 minutes long. I'm going to play part of it on the nightly news tonight. I'm going to get this article later linked up at InfoWars.com, this video. This is from the host of The Open Mind, a public affairs television show that was the forerunner of Charlie Rose's show. Yeah, this is 86, right as the book was coming out. He is a university professor of communications and public policy at Rutgers University. And it just goes through, you know, all the big TV systems he ran and federal boards he was on. Now, why did he get there? Because he openly grovels and worships what he calls the American aristocracy, who's better than us. And when you get around these academics, that's why when Dr. Pianca got up from the University of Texas to the Texas Academy of Sciences, there was like 500 people in the audience. Audio and photos were taken. We had the local newspaper on. There was a 3-minute standing ovation as people cried when Pianca said, we're going to kill 90%. It's going to begin soon, and projected a big shot of skulls up on the wall. People began crying in orgies of pleasure. Okay, I mean, can you, these professors are walking around right now at every major university. Either they're low level and never went up the chain because they're against it and know the truth but keep their head down, or they're the guys that have published books and get the grant money, and you can walk up to any of them randomly and say, should we reduce population? There's no doubt humans are a sickening parasite. Get out of my way, scum. And they all go to events and just go, you are my... It's like a cult. It's not like. It is a death cult of sicko control freaks. Again, my dad was top of his class out of 160 people, of the top 160 that got sent to UT in some junior accelerated thing. I forget the exact name of it. He was sent to that. I remember my grandmother's house. You know, she had some of the old magazines my dad was in and stuff, you know, and science things he was involved in. He was getting like grants to build lasers when he was a teenager and all this stuff. So they sent him to UT. My dad didn't even have to get his degree at UT to go to dental school. I mean, to give you an idea, my dad doesn't even have a UT degree. You don't even have to have your degree. You just go to dental school. But side issue. The point is, that's how this stuff actually works, is that the head of the botany department who was running the thing calls him in as a junior in high school and gives him the eugenics speech. It happens to everybody because he tested in the top, couple of 160 people. So they called him in, little David Ross Jones, to sit here and give him the speech. Eugenics isn't like you think with Hitler. He just went after the particular groups. We're going to get everyone, but not you. He didn't go for it. Now, this is the reality. I want to go out to break with the open groveling to the elite of these people, and then they go to the host. The host goes to the guy who wrote the article, and he goes into endless groveling about them. Here it is from 1986.
I'm Richard Hefner, your host on The Open Mind. As a historian, I've always embraced and even celebrated the role that heroes, great leaders, extraordinary men and women of vision and power have played in forging our national past. Who indeed would have the temerity or timidity to ignore or deny their part in molding our destiny? Yet it may be too easy, too tempting at a moment of pygmies and drones to indulge in hyperbole, perhaps a nostalgia that is wishfully envious of larger persons in larger roles in times past, nostalgia that enlarges more than in truth history warrants upon their real contribution to the course of history. So that today we approach with admiration and awe a totally intriguing and brilliantly crafted new Simon & Schuster volume, The Wise Men, Six Friends and the World They Made, about Averill Harriman, Dean Acheson, Robert Lovett, John McCloy, George Kennan, Charles Bolin, all names quickly identified with high position and great responsibility if your age is right and memory remains. Now, one approaches this fine work with an enormous and thoroughly rewarded eagerness to see its subjects there at the creation, supposedly, of the modern world. But even as one marvels at the enormous contributions this influential coterie of best and brightest American friends and elitists made to the course of our nation's history, with personal character and integrity their touchstone, so one must wonder whether ours is not the world these six wise friends made, but rather instead that their world, more patrician than ours, better educated, more sincere, timeless in a sense, more at ease with itself, more of the 19th century than of the 21st, more of the past than of the future, more aristocratic and elitist, if you will, whether their world did not make them so different from us.
We're good. That's good. We're going to be right back. It just gets more disgusting from that point out. Folks, these Skull and Bones people brought narcotics in, white slavery, fluoride in your water, bioweapon attacks, murdering troops and secret experiments, and this sickening pimp is dripping over them. All right, we're talking about the wise men because we've got internal Bilderberg documents from 66 where they're saying we got to get rid of sovereignty. We've got to have global government. We've got to have external threats to get this done. And we showed you the sycophantic, fawning little creature telling you how great he is before he goes to Walter Isaacson, the author of The Wise Men. Now, I'm going to have Aaron with me about 20 minutes the next hour because this is so important, and then I'll get to all your calls and the other news. But this is who's governing our world because it's the attachés, it's the assistants, it's the minions of these guys that are so elderly today and now passing the baton on to new minions. And many times it's a family affair. And they just sit on top the government contracts and all the rest of it. And these are the people who have an absolute hatred of you and your family in their own words. Aaron, reading the book, it's praised by the so-called liberal establishment, which isn't even liberal at all. That's their cover. As yes, they say over and over again, you've got the quotes, they want an authoritarian system. Just as Carol Quigley says in his book, these are not liberals at all. That is their non-threatening cover. These people are absolute monsters.
Sure, and I'll read you a quote. George Kennan, he's probably the least important of these, and yet he's one of the most important people as a wise man. And he said, in part, on page 171, the trouble with this country is that we are a democracy and instead should be ruled by aristocrats. The person he told it to was, quote, nearly sick. He also added that along the road which leads through constitutional change to the authoritarian state, and goes on and on. They all have statements comparable to that throughout this book. I haven't read it.
Well, Rockefeller's on record saying, we don't want auto-determination of nations. We want bankers, international bankers running things.
It's just totally crazy.
But now they admit technocrats are running Europe. I mean, it's in the open. And they're like, little boy, drones will deal with you.
What's incredible is the way these few Skull and Bones people have steered almost all of our foreign policy over the years, generation after generation. Henry Stimson ran World War II as the Secretary of War, and these people here were all his little minions and assistants getting ready for the next generation under Truman.
And they stole untold money during the whole thing while making money off Hitler's machine as well. Yeah. You don't just make money off one side, you make it off both.
The Harriman family in particular, with their railroad robber baron fortune, set up not only the Soviet system, but also funded a great part of the Nazi system. And what's interesting is that in World War I, Avril Harriman, son of H.R. Harriman, shortly after his death, got a contract. I'm going from memory. I'm trying to find the page. I think $17 million, a huge amount of money at the time, to build ships for the U.S. during the war. He didn't produce a single ship. And just by coincidence, a couple years after that, he suddenly launched a German shipping line and a Soviet shipping line. Never returned the money. There's no evidence of that. They talk about it in this book here.
But you saw them introduce it. It's wonderful what they did. Their touchstone was being honorable and good. Did you hear that earlier?
Look, it's one thing to read no, I didn't hear any of that clip. It's one thing to read Sutton's powerful book, Order of Skull and Bones, America's Secret Establishment. It's another for them to openly admit in a book praising him how Harriman was going behind FDR, making his own private negotiations with Stalin. He was admittedly the person who knew Stalin the most from outside the Russian system itself. He was the top ambassador there for many years, spent a lot of personal time. They exchanged personal gifts. They were incredibly intimate friends, even though he's the pillar of capitalism. Stalin's the pillar of so-called communism. It's all a fraud.
The byword is full spectrum dominance. These globalists are always about controlling both sides, against the middle, humanity.
And it would have been prima facie a treason and corruption for them to have these deals in Russia. And yet, guess who had the only deals for contracts in mining, production, industry inside Russia? The Harrimans, it was the Rockefellers, and a handful of
all others. Right, you know, the world doesn't make sense till you read the core documents, and it's all hiding in plain view. They just think you're too dumb to notice it. Coming up, David Rockefeller says he's God.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, your calls are coming up at the 20 after break with a bunch of other news, but right now we're covering the enemy. Who are they? What makes them tick? We're talking about Averill Harriman. He started the first eugenics records office with the founder of IBM, Thomas Watson, here in the U.S. They helped fund Hitler, Stalin, Sutton. Anthony Sutton wrote Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, but they funded the communists as well. And that's what Carol Quigley, who was allowed into the globalist archives, wrote in Tragedy and Hope. He said, look, they fund anything, command and control. They'll fund all the sides. Their enemy, the people. They want to hurt you. They want you dumbed down. They want to hurt you. That's what they're all about, hurting you. And they have all these little pimps go out like Charlie Rose and tell you how loving and liberal they are. It's a total cover. Aaron Dykes, continue.
And we were talking about Averill Harriman in the midst of World War II, while he was a diplomat to Russia, in some of the most tense times of World War II, he was making private negotiations with Stalin behind FDR's back after they set up, admittedly, the Soviets literally shipped over Stalin, Trotsky, and the other guy, Lenin, of course, on the trains and everything. You could see this in Sutton's book.
And that's what was discovered by McCarthy when they shut him down. They wanted to use the commie threat to take liberty, not actually stop the fact that the U.S. Army ran the whole thing.
If you read Anthony Sutton's book on Skull and Bones, Webster Tarpley's unauthorized Bush biography, and this book, Wise Man, you'll pretty much have the pieces put together. Here's a page out of Sutton's book, if you can get the document, Cam. It's 120 Broadway. That was H.R. Harriman, the father's building. It's got all these Soviet entities, one after another, a lot of Federal Reserve member banks and stuff, Federal Reserve Bank of
New York. Oh, yeah, just like China, our tax money and our jobs all go there by design. I mean, these people hate America. They want to get you in a re-education camp so bad. They've been working for it for 100 years.
And just around the corner was, of course, Brown Brothers Harriman, owned and operated by Averill Harriman. He's from class of 1913 Skull and Bones. He recruited more than half of the 1917 class of Skull and Bones to work there, most famous of which is Prescott Bush. I forget the year, but Robert Lovett and John J. McCloy, also part of that little
cabal. And again, you look at the 66 Bilderberg meeting, it's them running the whole thing. These six guys.
So let me read this quote from the Anglophile, talking about the Anglophile Harriman, who married Pamela Churchill Harriman. And she, of course, was married into the Churchill family, then later divorced and remarried Harriman. He says on page 82, soon after she became Harriman's third wife in 71, Pamela Churchill received an odd letter addressing her by a name spelled in hieroglyphics. Oh, that's Bones, Harriman said. I must tell you about that sometime. I can't tell you about that. When Harriman carried secret dispatches between London and Moscow during World War II, he chose the combination on his diplomatic case, the numerals 322, the secret society's number. And that's just a little tidbit.
Which itself is a Lucifer cult on record.
And that's part of the larger history, how they used the Marshall Plan to dominate Europe. They admittedly wanted the OECD and other mechanisms to integrate Europe and partner this Atlantic Alliance. And that gets, of course, into the Bilderberg agenda. We just have these documents breaking from 1966. We've been breaking those over the past couple days. And Harriman met with people like Giovanni Agnelli of Fiat, very important figure in the early European coal and steel community.
And now his grandson's at Bilderberg.
And Jean Monnet, who takes credit for setting up the EU and all the rest of it. So you can see it's completely overlaid with this larger agenda. These little skull and bones.
Oh, movies. But it doesn't exist. The New York Times said so because you're their enemy. These are enemy transmitter systems. I don't say that figuratively. They hate you. They want to kill you. Most of their minions actually know this. That's why the Army admits they've got re-education camp plans. These people mean business. You think they just want to murder Iraqis? They don't want to stop there or murder Libyans or give Al-Qaeda control of Syria to slaughter all the Christians and Jews. They want you, and they want you now. They want total power. They've hated this country all along. They're getting ready to bring it down. It's us or them. David Rockefeller saying he's God straight ahead.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, in the next segment, Rich, Terry, John, Bev, everybody that's been patiently holding, we're going to get to you, and then the rest of the news. And boy, is there a lot of that. Pre-crime cameras going up around the country and more. Time Magazine pushes death agenda, remove feeding tubes from the dying elderly, get a cash bonus. I'm not joking about that. Here is the issue of Time Magazine in my little hands. So that is coming up as well. Aaron Dykes is here. Last week at Bilderberg, we got some documents from a private archive that are marked do not ever distribute. We were able to confirm documents from similar caches have been released, and we're able to dig up another document from a speech David Rockefeller gave in 65 that was then transmitted in written form. He was also there as part of the discussion at the 66 Wiesbaden, Germany event. And we were also talking about The Wise Men by Walter Isaacson with Averill Harriman and the rest of them funding Hitler, funding eugenics, funding Stalin. Full spectrum dominance. That's the British model. They learned that from Lord Milner and the Milner Group, CFR, Royal Institute of International Affairs out of England. This is their stratagem. And their grandsons and daughters are in control today. They're the ones trying to shut down the Amish and people drinking raw milk, paying $20 billion of taxpayer money to move our factories to China. It's on. They want total authoritarianism, and they say in books written by them and by people they let into their own archives, they're doing this like you're an idiot. It's like Helmut Schmidt, who was also at this Bilderberg meeting, writing Men in Power as a Political Retrospective. He admits they want a world government, the Bilderberg groups where they make the decisions. That's a book he published. But these are academic books that might sell 10,000 copies that will never be discussed on the news. I can have ABC News here, Nightline, and say, okay, here's all the David Rockefeller wrote this book saying world government. Let me show you the page. Here's this one written by Helmut Schmidt. I don't need to see that. I'm sure they meant another world government than what you mean. See, remember, the New York Times says Bilderberg doesn't exist. You're like, well, Alex, we know it exists. The general public doesn't because they're watching TV. They still are in a trance. They have no idea. Okay, we've got document cams of all these different books right here. Aaron, continue and get into the Rockefeller Bilderberg document.
Yeah, so we're talking about the wise men. First of all, a totally arrogant name to sell the public and even presidents themselves on the idea that these are the smartest guys in the room. They're not. They're just some of the most treasonous and well-connected and well-financed in the room.
They're triple agents, but they're really just agents of evil.
Yeah, it's true. And they talk about the New World Order in here in those terms. The other autobiography that I haven't got to read yet, but I have a copy, is Dean Acheson, one of the wise men. His book is Present at Creation. Creation of what? Of the New World Order. They were admittedly carving up the world at the end of World War II, cut a deal with the Soviets that was always a fake threat. Harriman, again, was the individual most closely connected with Stalin. His father helped set up the whole Soviet regime. Now, the authors themselves of the book, The Wise Men, Evan Thomas, has been a managing editor at Newsweek. He worked for Time magazine. And Walter Isaacson's even more connected. He is a Rhodes Scholar. He's the current president and CEO of the Aspen Institute. He's been chairman and CEO of CNN and also managing editor for Time.
And that's why every message in there is written to sell you, kill your grandmother, kill your father, vaccinate your kids, kill babies up to age 3, world government's good, have sex young, use drugs, Prozac ads. It is all total survival of the fittest, decisions been made to dumb us down ahead of mass killing. It's just a cold-blooded decision. And they admit all this, too. But, I mean, this is not liberal or conservative. This is hardcore assault. You need to understand that.
Yeah, and we broke and have talked about the details of this 1966 Bilderberg data dump leaked documents, and they describe how NATO was used to integrate Europe and create the Atlantic Alliance. They also talk about the world economic development of industrial and developed, and that gets into this Rockefeller speech because they had Walter Reuther of the United Auto Workers. They had the International Bank.
They're selling out the unions while acting like the opposition. We have a new Rockefeller document that's public that's saying a bioweapon will be used to bring us to our knees and take our liberties.
Right. But they're discussing how to use the so-called Maynard Keynes socialist competitive advantage to steer and dictate who gets to manufacture what across the world, quotas, price, wage board, as they discussed at the 66 meeting, all of it with all these world government bodies. Now,
managed economies.
Exactly. It's managed economies.
But not for productivity, for post-industrial, a neo-feudalistic fascist system.
Well, that's what I'm getting into in part because we have the documents from only 3 years ahead of this in 1969, where the Rockefeller family acolyte Dr. Richard Day of Planned Parenthood talked about how they were going to deindustrialize, how we wouldn't be able to decide what we produce anymore, even in the United States and especially in other countries around the world. With that as a preface, here's another document from 66 we didn't talk about yet. It was sent out from Joseph E. Johnson. He's the Carnegie Endowment International Peace Head and the top Bilderberger for the U.S. He enclosed this letter, sent it out to participants ahead of the 66 meeting. It's a speech from 65 by David Rockefeller. He says it was a speech from the International Industrial Conference in San Francisco in September 1965 and seems relevant to the second item of the agenda, which, again, was the world economic development for industrial and developed countries.
And that means eugenics, blocking development and sterilizing people.
And so it's a speech from David Rockefeller while he was president of the Chase Manhattan Bank that his family owns and operates from the beginning. It went through different names over the years. That's not the point. It's called The Aspirations of Mankind in a Troubled World. It gets right into the overpopulation problem, gets right into the food crisis, gets right into how they're going to develop and steer development and plan it all. And through, 15 pages... 13 pages of this speech, it builds and builds about how great they are and how they deserve to plan things and comes to this punchline. Yet, however, each of us may interpret it, I think we can all find meaning and value in one simple phrase, which to me sounds like the keynote of our common purpose. What we are is God's gift to man, David Rockefeller says. What we become is man's gift to God. That is the height of arrogance, Alex.
Let me see it. And again, look at this. I'm going to show folks a document cam of this. Okay? This is out of the same archive our other documents are from.
And of course,
I'm look at this. Look at this.
For those who are new to Bilderberg, David Rockefeller's been there from the very first meeting. He was one of the founding members. He tried to keep himself quiet even within that group, but he attended every year except maybe a year here and there for health reasons or something. He's absolutely 100% Bilderberg. He admittedly founded the Trilateral Commission. His family gave the land grants for the United Nations. They helped set up the Council on Foreign Relations, Alex.
And now they're giving gifts to God. We are, is God's gift to man.
What that would be arrogant enough, but now they're man's gift to God.
Well, it's all about them becoming God. That's what Prometheus is about. That's what all of this is about. And remember, these are just the super high-level front men of the Dutch and British, really Transylvanian royalty, the Rothschilds and others. And it is a hyper-dominance. They don't care about what the general public thinks of them. They want to be hidden. But in their own circles, they are obsessed with how great they are. They are obsessed with how wondrous they are. And that's basically all they talk about. And when they talk about, you know, their noble goals are what Plato talked about, reducing the world's population.
And who would want to be festooned with ribbons and sashes and buttons? It's one thing if you're like an Olympic athlete and you work at one sport your whole life and finally win. These people don't do anything. They get honorary degrees and medals of merit from foreign countries.
No, they developed in the Middle Ages systems of manipulation and control, and they're in control today. And they look at the unwashed masses and say, kill us, when their psych warfare programs are all designed to turn people into these jellyfish.
It's really sick.
I mean, it would be bad enough if they wanted to wipe people out because they were scum jellyfish. But to do everything you can to disease and poison and dumb down and short circuit and stunt people and then talk about killing them. And then don't just go in and kill everybody in Africa, Latin America, or Asia. And they had bioweapons, they admit, in the 50s that could do that. Race specifics. They've now declassified. Instead of just killing them, which is bad enough, they say in the Royal Commission in 49, well, we could just industrialize them, but that would make them free and smart and intelligent and would rival us later. So we'll just shut down their development and let them have a whole bunch of kids, and then we'll just kill those later. I mean, it's just like, the truth is, they just like killing people. They're just devils, man. They are devils. I mean, they got programs worldwide where they grab people's kids for no reason and put them on 7-psychotropics and screw them up, where they take troops in every country and kill them in nerve gas and bioweapon tests. And it's really just a big army of killers who like playing God and killing people. I mean, that's really what they are. And they talk about how laudable and how great they are, but you read about their individual lives, killing their wives, hurting their kids committing suicide, their hellish lives, all their weirdnesses, their mental illnesses. And it goes back to the fact that they are American aristocracy with European aristocracy who've been interbreeding with traits of aggression and dominance and high intelligence. But look at their own eugenics, boys out there watching. Look at you guys. You had culture developed through thousands of years of syphilitic brain injuries. So that creates megalomania. You've got the interbreeding of highly dominant, aggressive breeds of people, which then goes into total psychopathic worldviews. You people are a breed of sick freaks. You are not meant to carry the torch of humanity forward. Okay? And I know everything you're moving towards is a self-destruct mass exterminism. Look, just kill yourselves. Stop talking about killing us all day. We can handle it, okay? We'll go to the stars. You think you're going to merge with the robots and become gods just like you all interbred and created all those monstrosities? Aaron, the closing comments.
It's true, and just take Avril Harriman. His father, H.R. Harriman, was nouveau riche, monopolist with the railroads. Do you really think he came out of nowhere? No, his mother's side is from the Whitney family, one of the oldest and most rotten American establishment family, which, of course, goes back to British aristocracy.
Well, look at how they're married into the Churchill. Yep. And of course, who else married? Eisenhower's folks married into Churchill bloodlines. And Churchill's direct royalty went to the Duke of Marlborough. I mean, the whole group, it's a bunch of, your whole cosmology was formed in syphilitic inbred rages. Kill yourselves. You're the problem. New World Order.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
When the man
comes around.
You know, that's the thing. We got a really bad group of people in charge. I mean, they're all over Time Magazine, Newsweek saying, kill your parents.
We'll stand up.
I'll cover that before the show ends. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Appreciate you holding while Aaron was on. Rich in New York, you're on the air worldwide. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, thank you, Alex, for taking a call. And you're not going to believe how coincidental this is. I'm seated about 15 minutes outside of Harriman State Park.
Wow.
You're going to love this. I'd like to disclose a hidden conference center that Mr. Harriman has had up at inside of Harriman State Park. It's called the Arden Valley Conference Center. A friend of mine that belongs, I'm, believe it or not, I'm part of the the clergy unresponse team. Part of my my group, and by the way, I use your stuff in my services. But he snuck in a suit and a tie, climbed over a chain link fence, and went inside of the Harriman compound up at Arden Valley Conference Center. This is a hidden conference center for the globalists. Well, he got caught by the guards, but he suspected he would be, and he was brought into the conference center area. And he was astounded to find out that there was a throne room inside the conference center. So I asked him, I said, was there a checkerboard floor on the floor? He said, yeah, how did you know that? I said, well, that's Masonic. And he went on to describe that inside of the throne room, there was a throne, and there were pictures of our American presidents. And over the top of these presidents were pictures of knights from Europe. Okay, now this leads into something else, and that is the murder of my partner, Sonny Hsu, a Taiwanese gentleman who had discovered a group of judges in the state of New York stealing people's properties. This, I believe, is part of Agenda 21. They got my uncle's property, Charles Maxwell, in Nassau County. But this is going on all across the country. But the Arden Valley Conference Center belongs to Columbia University. And there's a book out a long time ago by a guy named Jim Kick. I believe it was Alternative 3. But he starts to describe the Harriman idea for eugenics. And Harriman's grave is located on that Harriman State Park. Not far from there is a place called Tuxedo, New York. It was called Tuxedo, New York, because all of the elitists would arrive on the railroad cars up to Tuxedo, New York, where there's one of the first gated communities in the world at Tuxedo Park. They have their own Masonic stuff up there. And if you had the correct pin from the railroad, you could travel all over the United States on the railroad with the correct pin, a lapel pin. So I just figured your group would be interested to know about this. Now, part of what I believe is happening, and you don't have to believe me for a second, but your group is part of the emerging body of the Christ. And we have something they don't have, and that is the power of the Christ. And they don't understand it. They haven't seen it yet. But as it was said of the Christ when his disciples met with him, that they were all together in one accord, in one place. And they were given power against unclean spirits. That's developing through your group.
I know this. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for God. And God bless you. I appreciate your call. And that's a good way to describe these globalists, is unclean. They are just nasty. And anything nasty and horrible, that's what comes out of them. They've always got excuses on the surface for why they're doing it. But when you get down to the bottom of it, they're a bunch of creepy, old, weird people. As for Masons, you know, that's a more complex issue because George Washington was a Mason, a lot of them were, and he was a great guy. But they use the Masonic envelope or, you know, the Masonic organization as a kind of like after a crustacean dies, a crab comes along and uses its shell as a house. That's pretty much what we're talking about here. And I'm not absolving, you know, Masons of all sorts of chicanery throughout time. That's what happens in any organization. The point is that George Washington wrote before he died of the Illuminati. His letters are at the National Archives. You can look up online. Taking over Masonry. And there's no doubt people like Averill Harriman are of the devil, skull and bones, all of it, is the enemy of humanity.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Everybody knows a little history. We know that in olden times, most people were slaves. We know that elites were into a lot of really weird things. Most of the time, human sacrifice. Well, in the year 2012, things are no different. They're just more sophisticated. And in many cases, more hidden. And when you could say what you want about Christians, a lot of them ended up replacing old activities with new that were very similar. But it was Christians who got rid of human sacrifice, slavery, things like that. But then some Christians would say, well, these people are cursed. They deserve to be slaves. But the point is the general march of Christianity reversing much of that. And that's why the system attacks Christianity, because this New World Order, if it's anything, is anti-Christian. I don't mean the little glitterbug down the street, you know, the TV evangelist. I'm talking about do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, ideas like that. This survival of the fittest, this social Darwinistic view, this agenda. Again, everything you look at on mainline TV, almost everything, everything you see in mainline print, Time Magazine, Newsweek, has a overt and a covert message at different layers. And if you really start looking at it, it's all hidden in plain view. Very hateful, very dark, in your face, negative, poisonous, bad. Because the system knows smart, upstanding, strong, conscious, cogent, clear-thinking people are evil like they are. Most people have inherent problems, but overall want to be good. And if you are empowered and informed and educated about the secrets and the mysteries of life in the world, you will choose to try to help others. The globalists cannot have that. They need a big, culturally drunk and dumbed down group of varlets and knaves that they can just move forward against with their program. And you analyze the globalist program, it is one-child policies globally, it is sterilization of the poor, it is medical tyranny, centralized eugenics, Agenda 21, environmental inspections, the end of the family farm, the end of parenthood as we know it. It is a very, very nasty system. It is not something that's fun. And all I do is read their public statements of how they're putting this in the vaccines and that in the water and how they're spraying aluminum dioxide, barium salts mixed in the jet fuel on us. And it's making soils not be able to grow plants anymore. But don't worry, Monsanto's coming out with a whole line of aluminum dioxide and barium resistant crops. It's just global salting of the earth. What will they think of next? I mean, look at this article by Paul Joseph Watson right now. Just went up at Infowars.com. Carnegie Institute calls for spraying aerosols to block the sun. Global warming solution is already being done through chemtrails. And you've got the White House science czar admitting for at least 18 years, within a year, I guess it's 17, of the guy getting the, forget his name, getting the Nobel Prize in science for it. Was it 91 or 92? They were already doing the test. He said, spray aluminum dioxide, barium salts, change the weather, darken the sky, and then now NASA reports the Earth is more than 20% darker. In fact, guys, type that in. Just type in if you have time. We're a skeleton crew today. They're doing a great job. NASA says Earth, I said 21%. It's like 30% last time I checked, darker. And again, the average company doesn't know. It's just mandated now to mix these in with a jet fuel. Then it's aerosolized out, and the Earth is 20-plus percent darker. Again, it's all about playing God. There's London Guardian. Earth is 20% darker, say experts. Yeah, that's 2003. It's now 30, I think, 2% or something. Continuing, it specifically NASA says it's contrails. And again, the New Scientist is reporting on Carnegie. And again, Carnegie, total eugenics. I mean, you want to wonder why there's fluoride in your water? You want to know why breast cancer is up 2,000 plus percent? You want to know why? I mean, every murderous gift they've given us. These people are just pit of hell evil. Pit of hell. And anything they want, you've got to be against. By the way, they want open borders. By the way, they want to restrict your Second Amendment. By the way, they want Agenda 21. They want carbon taxes. They want sex education. which is really eugenics education. They want to screw up innocence. They hate beauty. You got to see the art they're into. I've done a study of that. I mean, the nastier, the more they like it. Demonization is, there is no amount of demonization that would come close to who they are. You understand that? Oh, man. Paul posts some of the most powerful stories he does in the afternoon. Everybody's got to visit InfoWars.com in the afternoon. Everybody comes in the morning and then up till showtime. And that's when we get like half our traffic in a four-hour period when most of the news goes up in the afternoon and at night. Look at this. Carnegie Institute calls for spraying aerosols to block the sun. Here's another one. Again, scientific study links antidepressants in drinking water to autism. They're killing us, something fierce. Man, they're killing us. Man, they're killing us. And of course they are. Remember last year, the case for killing Granny, Newsweek, a plug pulled out of the wall. Guys, do we have the Bill Gates clip springing that on you? Bill Gates, Ted Turner, all of them have said, don't give old people treatment. That'll make money for other people. They know full well how the economy really works. This is the only industry we've got taking care of old people. The more heroic care, the better, as long as it's not government, which then bankrupts, as long as it's their money. And if the government isn't chasing it, it will actually make the price low. The economists know that. They know when they raise taxes, it makes less money come in because it stalls the economy. They know all this. They want to consolidate it. They want control. That's what they're after. But they put the idea out there, we don't give this old lady 1 year of end-of-care health. You let us mandate with a death panel where the doctors can't do what they want. Now the insurance companies practice medicine, the ones that wrote the socialist healthcare plan, because it's not socialist, it's fascist. And anything socialist gets turned to the elites. The big rich guys always want big government programs because they can control the economy. That's so simple. And that's what people like Webster Tarpley never get. He's got the history. He's got the eugenics. He's got it all down. But he doesn't understand that they want the big government to control you in the first phase. Then they come in with a fake libertarian consolidation and privatize the government, but just give government power and taxation to the private corporations to then cut the services, but raise even more money. See, it's not left or right. It's full spectrum dominance. And people purposefully will not engage in the sophisticated thinking because it's too comfortable to be in the paradigm there. And I mean, you cannot deny the banksters have always funded communism. You cannot deny that all of this has gone on. Why would the richest men in the world want communism? Because it shuts you down. That's why. You're not exempt from Obamacare, but 2,000 plus big companies are. Your little city-owned power plant isn't exempt, but General Electric is. Your tax money used to ship the biggest new factories we had, General Motors, to China and to Brazil and to Mexico. Not to help those people, but to make sure Americans didn't get jobs. That's our re-education. This is our re-education. I ought to have a film called The Re-Education of America and just go through all the things the globalists have done to us. How they've wrecked everything. And then after they chop our legs off, go, hey, we're the government. We got some crutches for you. The hardest thing to deal with is the poisoning of the children. All right, we've got one of the clips here. Here's a clip of Bill Gates, whose dad's a top eugenicist, heads up Planned Parenthood, and worked for the Rockefellers and Carnegie. A total fake company, total government front, just like Google, just like Facebook. I told you now, it's all admitted. It's totally fake. Doesn't run anything, totally fake. IBM runs it all. Here it is.
That's a trade-off society is making because of very, very high medical costs and a lack of willingness to say, you know, is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that credit for medical costs. But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion. So you, of course,
well,
we're making...
That's an interesting thing you just said. Would you
all right,
just
that's good.
The last...
We didn't do that on purpose. Whatever clip we have, our computer's playing it slow, so... Just the way it is. Got to have a perfect score with computer screw-ups. Now, but notice, in real life, he does talk slow, though. And he talks to you like you're an idiot. There's another clip where he's actually addressing teachers, and they clap when he gives that line. And we couldn't dig that up this morning. This is the type of garbage we're dealing with. And then there's this new article out of Time Magazine, How to Die, What I Learned from My Last Days of My Mom and Dad. And when I saw the article this morning at Infowars.com by Mike Adams of NaturalNews.com, you know, he said, it's trendy to kill your parents off, didn't you know? And he said that they talk about giving bonuses to doctors and nurses that kill people. The quicker they kill them, the bigger the bonus. And I thought, okay, I'm sure Mike's telling the truth, but let me read this for myself. So before I got to the office today, I had the crew go out, because I stopped at the store, they didn't have it, and grab me a copy. And it's on page 18 of the June 11th, 2012 edition. It's out a few days before the 11th. Okay, here it is. And if you look, it's got a photo of his mother and his dad. And how beautiful they were young, but how bad they were and troublesome and ugly and evil when they were old. And how, well, thank God he ran into some really cool doctors that know how to get rid of people quickly. When my parents died serenely with dignity, when you are a death panel, that is the very best you can hope for. So the psych warfare is the best you can hope for is a death panel. And they go into, I approved a do not resuscitate order for dad. It was becoming clear to me that the gentlest possible way, these Gessler doctors did not mess around. And the article just goes on. And folks, he sits here and, again, makes it sexy and admits that the doctors were making money off of him. And, you know, there's a grain of truth there. But the point is, the state wants to decide when to kill you and is already doing with people that are wards of the state. The Wall Street Journal's done more than 20 parts with, Wesley Smith on this, where they kill people who are paralyzed and begging for food and water. And the state says, we've decided, the bioethicist board, that your life's not worth living, and they kill you by dehydration, a horrible form of torture, calling it. But since they didn't inject you with something, it somehow is better because they withheld water and killed you. It's how serial killers kill people. You know, I'm going to put you in the cage now and come back in a few weeks. Bye-bye. And people hear this and think, oh, this can't be happening. Folks, I can open the phones up right now. I could cover news articles right now where they're like, well, Mr. Such and Such did beg for water for 2 weeks before dying. But, you know, he was a ward of the state and he was costing money. And the average socialist thinks, well, it's a collective money. There's only so much. I need mine. They artificially make you dependent. And then, well, you're eating unhealthy food. There should be a tax because we're all having to pay for it. Yeah, we are not going to let you have a 16-ounce drink, but you can have aspartame, you can have GMO, you can have Monsanto, you can have monosodium glutamate. You can have all these things that are really killing us. But now we've got to monitor everybody and what you're eating and doing because we're in a collectivist system. We're all guilty. And the way he talks about his parents in here, man, I tell you what, wow. You know, your parents took care of you. I could see if your parents were really mean to you, letting them go to a nursing home to die of bed sores and die. I would still not do it. It's very immoral. But I understand the way the system's set up. It's painful to see old people in pain. You go visit them, you know, once a week, and then it's once a month, and then it's every 6 months. I used to visit my grandparents every week, and then I would visit my grandfather every week or two in the hospital, in the nursing home. And then they moved him out about 70 miles away, and I'd come visit him every couple months. And he would beg and cry for me not to leave. And so it was so painful when he would beg and cry for me not to leave. that I didn't come back as often because it was so painful, the begging and the crying. Now, that was a long time ago, but I'm still guilty of this to a degree. But he was well taken care of, and we had family out there where he lived who did visit him every day. But the point is, I will take care of my parents, and I'm not going to let the state kill them. And that is what these death panels are, and that's what they're setting up. And in books written by people like Tom Daschle, they say, if you're above 65, you're not getting eye surgery. Well, that's when you need it. If you've got a knee problem, just get a cane. And notice, your taxes go up, and right when you get the socialist health care, you're told you're not going to get the health care now because they don't want you to get what you paid into, okay? And while they tell you all the services are bankrupting things, they're the ones that bankrupted it. They're the ones that made you dependent. They're the ones that took the biggest, cheapest medical system in the world where doctors were told to give one-third of their care as charity. And as soon as government got involved, it wrecked it, and it wrecks it everywhere. I mean, I watch Parliament on C-SPAN. I've seen them admit you wait 18 months to get any type of surgery, including brain surgery in England, and you die. I know about Canada. I know about all this. And I know that Paul Watson couldn't get in for a month to see a doctor, and they gave him a pack of, like, you know, aspirin and things when he went in with a chest cold he couldn't get rid of. And they wouldn't let him go see a private doctor. The government has to let you go see a private physician. But you better believe that big, fat, ugly, and I mean spiritually fat and ugly, New World Order goblin, Queen Elizabeth, has scores of private physicians. This is the joke. And you've got all these people out here who worship big government and think it's going to give them something free. The poor, gullible, ignorant people that could barely talk, black, white, you name it, that would get up and cry when Obama was president-elect and say, thank you, Mr. President, I'm going to get a free house and a free car now. And they'd start crying, and Obama would say, yes, you're going to get one. And they would sit there and literally fall down on their knees and pass out sometimes. You saw it. And he was sitting there, a cold-blooded con artist, reading off a teleprompter, knowing full well they're not going to get jack squat. And I see these people with their Obama stickers on their cars. Hadn't seen a Mitt Romney yet. And you Republicans think Mitt Romney is going to... I mean, these people are birdcage liner. I'm talking about the bird, not the new liner you put in every couple days. I mean, I don't know why that's so sophisticated. A couple final calls straight ahead and some more news. Stay with us. If you're wondering who's going to defeat the globalists while they run around poisoning the food, the water, setting up world government, funding Al-Qaeda, launching drones against us, look in the mirror. This world is so full of good people. This world is so full of beauty and honor, and good people are just blind to evil and are gullible. And it's just time to wake up to the fact that we got a bunch of really bad people running stuff, telling us killing our parents is good, killing kids up to age 3 is good, abortions are good, GMOs good. The West, other countries have just a bunch of murderers running them and thugs. But here, there's no doubt we've got eugenicists running things who just absolutely get off on poisoning our food and water. These cowards sit there attacking us. The average professor, I've now learned, knows this and thinks it's cute and funny. There's actually more people than I thought that actually know this, I'm now discovering, and get off on the fact that they're in on it. It's like their most valuable possession. I just want to bring these people to justice, too. I mean, I really just want them to stop. I want them to stop. And I'm sorry reality's so hardcore, but wishing it away won't make it go away. Terry and then Bev, at least. Terry, you're on the air. And we got Dan on XM166. Go ahead, Terry.
Hey, Alex. Long-time listener. Just wanted to call and tell you that I live up in northern Illinois. We went down in the central Illinois. Got three questions real quick, because I know you ain't got much time. But anyway, there was 5 Black Hawk helicopters. No mistake, you had 2 Cobra helicopters and a Chinook. And they just came out of nowhere and disappeared out of nowhere. Freaked us out pretty bad. The second thing I want to
if you live around here, that happens every day. There's military everywhere, but it is all part of the acclimation. A giant force, as the Rockefellers say in their new report, to be brought home against us. So you pay for it, they're going to take all the property, folks. Just get ready. Go ahead.
I understand. The other thing is that the reason why I see, you know, I had a friend that was, ex-Mason and stuff, or as a Mason, and I just had broke away from him. But due to the fact, it's not just because he was. It's what he worshipped. You know, the Statue of Liberty and stuff represents Lucifer. And these people are Luciferians big time all around. They're trying to abolish God's name on earth, and that's impossible odds for that to happen. The other thing I was going to say is start another money bomb, and we're going to keep funding you and building this bigger and bigger. We're going to fight these guys. Fight them to the end. They've got me so angry and stuff, and yes, I do care for the kids. I do care for what you did, and pop those champagne glasses. You deserve it, buddy.
Yeah, I didn't pop any champagne last night. I meant that figuratively, but we did have a big victory against Bilderberg. It's just their conspiracy against humanity is so public. That's what frustrates me. I appreciate your points. Bevan, Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. And yes, we did contact our governor's office, and they didn't want to talk about it.
They didn't want to talk about what?
Mitt Daniels attending the Bilderberg.
Oh, sure. Yeah, Mr. Conservative, yeah.
Right. My quick question or comment would be is just something. We're always looking for things to do. My comment would be this. If both the Democratic and the Republican parties are backing candidates who have attended an illegal meeting under the Logan Law, can't we bring something against them for all that they're doing? I mean, they're asking us to support someone who's violated the law.
Yes, and I mean, Obama violated Article 1, Section 9 whenever he became the head of the UN Security Council. They violate the law when they launch wars without Congress. They violate the law when they spy on us without warrants. That's what a tyranny is a lawless, predatory group of criminals running wild. And that's what's scary. They get away with it. Look, the Army admits those re-education camp documents we got were real. The Army responded and said, yeah, we got re-education camps, but that's classified. You shouldn't have that. I mean, they want to put us in re-education camps. The government's gone. The government is criminal. Anything else, Bev? God bless you. Go ahead. I heard her there. I heard her come back up there and try to talk to me. We'll just continue to fight on, folks. All right. We're going to be going right to your calls here in a moment. We're live. It is the seventh day of June 2012. Look at this article, Time Magazine, How to Die. How great it is, you know, to get rid of your parents. Truly disgusting article. I couldn't believe it. You got to see it for yourself. But look at this. Oh, they believe that someone went in the homes and massacred the people, maybe with a drone. And they say it's got to be invaded by the UN. The CFR wants Syria invaded. Here's the Times of Israel with a Mr. Rabinowitz who was at Bilderberg last week saying U.S. to blame for inadequate international response on Syria, says former Israeli ambassador. And that's who was there. Itamar Rabinowitz, who was at Bilderberg, they're talking, and this is Al-Qaeda doing this in most cases. I'm not saying Assad's great, but the point is this is totally like babies thrown out of incubators. Totally made up. They've got Al-Qaeda trying to take over Syria. They say they're going to kill the Jews, expel the Christians, and we're supposed to go, yay, patriotism. Look, dead girl. I mean, these people are just and then, oh, look, the Queen loves us. I mean, it's just the propaganda is off the charts, how they force feed us. Oh, kill your parents. I mean, it's just, oh, Joe Biden loves us. And these people are sick. These people are sick. Their entire message they sell, every bit of it is absolute cultural death. Everything they sell is a way to just get you to hamstring yourself. Oh, these people, they are the enemies of humanity. This is the devil's playbook right here at Time Magazine. Yeah, how to die, how to get rid of your parents, case for killing granny. The guy listening on XM 166 just hung up. Let's go to Ryan in Texas. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to get on here and tell you about the police state down here in Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
I live right here in Spring, you know, right on the border of Montgomery County. And I just wanted to tell you about they're having illegal checkpoints down here. We got caught up in one of them, and they did arrest us, by the way.
So they have illegal checkpoints. You should sue them for them. The state has laws against that. There's federal rulings as well, though they try to keep doing them. Briefly, tell us what happened.
Well, we went to go visit my friend in her apartment, and she was in kind of a, you know, the area's not the greatest there, but, I mean, you know, they shouldn't be having checkpoints. And they had a cruiser at the entrance, you know. I kind of thought it was a little suspicious. And then we were driving to, go park by her apartment, and then literally six guys, I mean, they looked like they were on steroids, just popping out of the bushes with their flashlights, flash them in our faces, you know, get out of the car, you know, get on the ground, you know, just, I mean, acting like we're terrorists or something.
Yeah, welcome to Fallujah. They were looking for somebody having drugs that their bosses shipped in. I mean, they're not just going to ship drugs in for you to use them, and so people can rob houses to pay them money. The extra goodie is putting you in a slave camp for 25 cents an hour, driving down everybody else's wages on the outside. So what did they arrest you for, Mary Jane?
Exactly. Got it right on the dock.
Yeah, that's why you shouldn't smoke marijuana, because even though it's not a product they control, they do ship a lot of it in. When you don't use drugs, illegal or legal, you hurt the globalist. That's their product. And if you're going to smoke marijuana, do it in your house. Never drive around with it, because this is how this works. But I would get them on it being an illegal checkpoint. And even if you sue them and don't win, it doesn't matter. Just fight the system. And I'd bring up your defense, government drug dealing, and Wells Fargo laundering, along with other banks, $376 billion in a two-year period just a few years ago. Bring that up in your defense. Demand a jury trial. Keep demanding it, and they'll drop everything against you. Okay? And get up there, defend yourself, and just go to the jury. Okay, I know you're a hand-picked group who's are all the wives of, and husbands of cops. But do you want your children growing up in a country like this? And then even if they convict you, you appeal it. And you just clog everything up, and you never stop fighting the murdering terrorist. Again, the police themselves are just victims as well. They're mindless androids that we've got to try to deprogram. Oh, boy.